Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out new firmware for AirPods 2, AirPods 3, AirPods Max, and all AirPods Pro users. There's also a new update for Beats Fit Pro and Power Beats Pro, and Apple says that all of these updates include bug fixes and improvements. More specifically, though, Apple says that there's an important security fix included in these new software updates for AirPods and Beats. The update addresses an issue where, when your headphones were seeking a connection request to one of your previously paired devices, an attacker in Bluetooth range might have been able to spoof the intended source device and gain access to your headphones. So basically, when you were attempting to pair your AirPods to an existing device, an attacker could have tricked your iPhone into pairing to their device instead. Apple doesn't say whether this vulnerability was actively exploited in the wild, but it does encourage all AirPods and Beats users to update right away. As we've said before, it's not possible to manually update your AirPods or Beats firmware. Instead, Apple says they'll update themselves when charging and within Bluetooth range of your iPhone, iPad, or Mac that's connected to Wi-Fi. You can hit the link in the show notes to view the full details on the current firmware versions for all of Apple's Beats and AirPods products. Next up today, speaking of Beats, following the recent launch of the Solo Buds and the Solo 4, Beats is back with one more thing. This time, it's the return of the iconic Beats Pill wireless speaker. As a refresher, the Beats Pill Plus was Beats' last speaker until now. It launched in 2015 for $229. And was discontinued by Apple in 2022 without a replacement. Beats says that this new Beats Pill is completely redesigned and re-engineered compared to previous versions. The design will look familiar to anybody who's seen a Beats Pill before. It carries the same overall footprint as the Beats Pill Plus, but is 10% lighter. Its design is IP67 rated for water and dust resistance. It's available in three different colors, gold, red, and black. And it features a built-in lanyard for easy portability. Apple says that the Beats Pill offers 24 hours of battery life and features fast fuel support, so a 10-minute charge can add 2 more hours of music playback. The new Beats Pill also charges with USB-C instead of Lightning, and the USB-C port can let you charge other devices, like your iPhone, with your Beats Pill. One of the best parts about the new Beats Pill, though, is its proprietary Beats chip inside. This processor, like we've seen with other Beats headphones, enables a variety of deep ecosystem integration on iPhone and Android. For instance, on iPhone, you can get one-touch pairing, just like AirPods, iCloud pairing, iPhone and Apple Watch switching, Find My integration, and the ability to receive over-the-air software updates. In terms of sound quality, Apple says that the Beats Pill features an upgraded acoustic architecture that delivers more powerful, room-filling sound, and support for lossless audio when playing back with USB-C. There's also support for amplify mode, which is where you can pair two Beats Pill speakers together for twice the audio experience. In amplify mode, each Beats Pill will play mono audio output while connected to a source device. But there's also stereo mode, which allows for left and right playback from a synced pair of Beats Pill speakers. And perhaps most notable of all about the new Beats Pill is that it's cheaper. The previous Beats Pill Plus was $229, and this new Beats Pill costs $150. So that's $80 cheaper, plus all of the new features and improvements. And you can find a full review of the new Beats Pill at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices, and with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running Up Today, we talked last week about rumors that the Apple Watch was about to get a lot bigger this year with the Apple Watch Series 10. Now, thanks to new supply chain schematics, we may have our first look at the upcoming Apple Watch Series 10. It is perhaps not the drastic Apple Watch X redesign that had been rumored over the last year, but rather a more straightforward revision from the Apple Watch Series 9. The big change is the inclusion of a larger 2-inch display, which is even bigger than the Apple Watch Ultra's 1.93-inch display. And to house the bigger screen, the body of the Apple Watch Series 10 has also gotten larger. These supply chain schematics show that the Apple Watch Series 10 measures roughly 46mm by 39.7mm by 11.6mm thick. This would be physically bigger than the biggest Apple Watch Series 9, which has a 1.7-inch display, and slightly smaller than the Apple Watch Ultra, which again has a 1.93-inch display. So at least according to these schematics, the Apple Watch Series 10 will offer a bigger display than the Apple Watch Ultra, but in a smaller overall form factor thanks to smaller bezels. This leak corroborates earlier reporting from Ming-Chi Kuo, who said the new Series 10 would more closely align with the Ultra's dimensions and come in 45mm and 49mm designs. The general exterior of the industrial design of the Apple Watch Series 10, at least according to these schematics, seems to suggest that the design is otherwise unchanged. You'll find the familiar digital crown, side button placement, and a rounded form factor. Notably, the band attachment mechanism also looks unchanged, which means your current Apple Watch bands should still work. But there are still persistent rumors that Apple is developing a drastically redesigned version of the Apple Watch that will break band compatibility, but at least based on what we know right now, that redesign isn't on the table for this year with the Series 10. The Apple Watch Series 10 is expected to be announced in September alongside the iPhone 16, and in addition to these new sizes, offer new health sensors for blood pressure and sleep apnea features. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.